Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Your Pleasure as a Black Woman. Happy New Year! Happy, happy New Year. Y'all, we made it. OMG, we made it to 2023. Let me tell you something. I am so happy to be in this year. 2022 was rough. It was really rough for me. And it was rough for a lot of people that I know. And it was rough for a lot of clients that I know, that I have. And I said on December 30th, I don't know if I was talking to my mom or some friends. I told my mom, and I also was on a call with some business friends that I meet with every week. And I said, what I am envisioning is that at 12:01, January 1st, 2023, I am expecting the energy to change. I am expecting for things to feel different, and I am expecting to have this confidence or this energy that says, yes, this is our year. Because if it's not, we can just throw the whole 2023 away. So there were some things that happened prior to New Year's Eve that got me really excited. It put me in a really good space, really good vibe. So going into 2023, I was really excited, and I don't know if I just talked it into existence, but I felt the energy shift. I felt the change, and it makes me very, very excited for the things to come this year, the conversations that I'm going to have, the people that I'm going to collaborate with, the women I'm going to work with. I'm super excited, and I hope that was an experience that you got to have coming into 2023. So that's that. We're here. I want to talk about some of the words that I came into 2023 with. I used to do resolutions, and maybe you do resolutions. I was never really successful at them. And when I wasn't successful by February, I would really beat myself up about, oh my gosh, why I didn't do well, or what went wrong, or woe is me for not completing it. And so I just said, forget the resolution. I'm going to do something different. So I just started choosing words for the year. So for 2022, my words were visibility, pleasure, and consistency. And I will say that I did pretty well with honoring those words. So any decision that I made, if it needed to fall into those three buckets, because that was what my focus was going to be. I was very consistent. I came out with a lot of things in my business, a lot of things in my personal life due to consistency. I kept doing it over and over again. I kept showing up. The visibility part is what stretched me really thin last year. I had to make some decisions about being visible that were really hard and really uncomfortable. And I had to sit with some of those decisions in the later parts of 2022, but I'm clear and I have clarity, and I'm ready to continue to be visible as me showing up here to record this podcast again. And honestly, this podcast is the most consistent thing that I have done from 2022. Honestly, I have a season 2, and normally I would have chuck the deuces to this project and move on to something else. So look at me, progress. And then pleasure. I dabbled in a lot of things in 2022 to identify and just explore what do I like? What do I want to dabble in? What do I want to include in my pleasure toolbox? And that was really, really fun. That was really fun. So I'm going to continue to do that. So even though those aren't my words for 2023, I do believe they are things that I'm going to continue to implement into this new year. So my words for 2023 are easy, simple, and fun. Easy, simple, and fun. I don't want things to be hard anymore. I don't want things to be hard. I choose to believe that I can make things easy for myself. I have acknowledged that a lot of the hard stuff that I go through, and I'm not talking about things that are out of my control. Things that are out of my control, I realize, are sometimes it's going to be hard. But when it comes to the things that I'm going to do and the things that I can control, how can I make this easy? How can I make this easy? How can I make it simple? I don't want the million steps to do something, to get somewhere, to get to someone. What is the simplest step that I can take? That's the direction that I'm going. And then fun. I just want to have fun. I just want to have fun. I want to laugh. I want to play. Those are the boxes this year. And that is in my personal life as well as in my business life. I want my business to be fun. My business has been a source of stress, especially last year, and trying to figure out how to show up and what I want this baby, because it is a baby, what I want this baby to look like. So in 2023, I'm doing more in-person workshops because I miss seeing y'all's faces in real life. I am not a physical person, but to be able to hug people that I have been working with and seeing virtually for the past 2 years, it has been very satisfying for me, even though I've only had one in-person event, which was my winter solstice experience right before Christmas. But it was so good. Oh, it was so good. And it gave me all the tinglies inside. And I was like, yes, this is something that I have to keep doing. And the women that came, they were like, yes, yes, do more of this. Do more of this with the low light and the candles and the music. And it was, when I tell you, it was a vibe, it was a vibe. And the next event that I have that I'm collaborating with next month, the vibe is bigger, okay? The vibe is bigger. But anywho, so in-person, you know, experiences, retreats, because I love to travel. I love to travel. I love the beach. I love fun. I love sun. I love eating. Why not incorporate all the things that I love into my business? So retreats going on and just finding ways to not just implement these three words myself, but also implementing these three words for my clients. How can we make this easy? How can I make this easy for you? How can I make this simple for you? And how can I make this fun for you? So those are my three words. I definitely have been implementing them. I've decided for the month of January, I'm only working one day a week. Only working one day a week. I'm going to get my rest. I'm going to reflect. And then I'm going to come in hot come February. So this is just something for you to kind of take away, or you can leave it, whichever you want to do. But what do you want this year to look like? What do you want this year to feel like? And not in the realm of what's my resolution. No, just what do I want to add to my life? What do I want to subtract from my life? I believe at this point, we have to start being intentional about, we ain't gonna be here forever. We are not gonna be here forever. And if you were to leave tomorrow, if you were to no longer be on this earth tomorrow, would you be satisfied with the things that you've done? Would you be satisfied with the life that you lived? Would you have any regrets? What I don't want, and what I don't want for you, is to get to that point and think about all the things that you didn't do. Whether it's because you were scared, whether it was because you put the idea out there to the wrong person and they downplayed it, or they judged you, or they told you that you couldn't do it. And so you decided that they were right, and you decided to take that story and that narrative yourself. Maybe it's because you've seen someone do what you want to do and they failed. Maybe it's because your family is really expecting you to go left. And if you do what you want to do, that means you got to go right. I don't know. There's so many different scenarios that we could put ourselves into of the reason why we don't do the things that we want to do. We do what we're supposed to do, right? We nurture, we care, we make sure everyone's good. Because Black women, you know, we have been taught real well how to take care of people and how to make sure that everyone is uplifted and how to make sure that everyone is good. Taking care of our kids and making sure they're going in the right direction. Making for sure our families, not just our immediate family, but like the extended family, the people that, you know, we've adopted into our family are good. Make sure our friends are good. At work, we want to make sure that everything is good there. So taking all that into consideration, would you be okay with that if tomorrow was the last day? I'm going to be quiet and let you think on it for a minute. I know y'all are thinking, no, she didn't just get quiet and silent on us so that we could think. But yeah, I want you to think. And that's what I'm doing a lot in my life. And that is what I am calling a lot of my clients to do. And that's what I'm going to call you to do, is to pause. Pause and really think about this stuff. Like, I know some of you may listen to this and listen to like some of the questions that I put out there and keep it moving and never think twice about that question or that idea again. But I'm gonna invite you to pause and really think about some of the ways of what you're doing and why. Nothing changes if nothing changes. So if you go into 2023, if you came into this year with the same mentality, with the same tools, with the same motivation as last year, and last year wasn't great for you, let me be the bearer of bad news and let you know you're going to get the same damn thing this year. You're going to get the same thing. I was aware of that. I knew that there was no way I could come into this year feeling like I did last year. I couldn't. I couldn't make the same decisions. I couldn't have the same mindset. Something had to give. Something had to give and some things had to go. And I feel better. I feel lighter. I feel a lot clearer. And it could be that maybe I just psyched myself out. But I see the ball rolling. I knew what I needed to do in certain areas, and I just decided to do it. Am I scared? Oh gosh. I can't even begin to explain to you how scared I am of some of the things that I have planned for this year. But the time is going to pass, and I've already let enough time pass because of being scared, because of being uncomfortable. I'm not going to let that hold me back anymore. And I don't think it should hold you back anymore. There's always someone that's going to have something to say. There's always going to be someone that doesn't agree. There's always going to be someone that judges. There's always going to be someone that believes that you can do something in a different way or a different light, or their way is better. At the end of the day, you get to make the decision on if you want to follow in that direction or if you want to make your own path. If you want to go in your own direction. There's a lot of us out here willing to support you. There's a lot of us out here willing to answer your questions and hold space for you in that uncomfortableness. Because there's not a lot of people paving the way for space, for quiet, for rest, for doing things from a place of pleasure and not from a place of I have to be productive or I have to do this because I'm working to take I have to out of my vocabulary because I don't have to do anything that I don't want to do. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. There's just consequences with that decision. And some consequences I'm okay with dealing with now. Maybe in the past, maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, no. But as we shift, as we elevate, as we morph into that next version of ourselves, we're able to handle more. We're able to problem solve more. And I'm encouraging you to do it. Let's just do it. Let's do it together. Let's do it together. You don't have to do it alone. That's part of that mentality that we need to leave in 2022. Not asking for help. Oh, I ask for help now. I started practicing that last year. I was like, oh no. I'm over being the strong one. I'm over having the cape. I'm over the whole, fine, I'll do it myself. You know how we do. We'll ask someone to do something and then they don't do it the way that we want them to, or it's just like they're moving too slow and it's just, I'll step in and do it myself. I'm not stepping in and I don't want to do it myself. I don't want to subscribe to that anymore. I want all the help. I want all the support. And when I see new things out there, I'm going to try it too to decide if I like it or not. I'm not against adding new tools to my toolbox. And this is a call to action. This is a call to be curious. This is a call to be curious about what your life could look like if you just did something different this year. And if you want to take my words and make life easy and make life simple and make life fun, by all means, it is yours to have. Absolutely. I don't mind sharing. And I would love, love, love to hear from you and hear what are your words or word or phrase or mantra for 2023. That was something that we did during the winter solstice experience, was the mantra for 2023. I'd love to hear from you. So definitely shoot me an email at nrileycoaching@gmail.com. Let's start a conversation and just tell me what you have going on for 2023. I'd love to chat with you. I hope this year is absolutely amazing to you. Thank you for tuning back in. Thank you for joining me again into this new year. And I've got great conversations coming for you, great topics coming from you. And let's do this. Let's do this. I will chat with you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. But before you go, I'd love to invite you to share with me what's coming up. What are some breakthroughs or discoveries you experienced after listening to this episode? I would love to hear. If you're wanting to share that with me, and if you are wanting support to work through those things, you can go ahead and fill out the application in the show notes. You can fill out this application so that I can get to know a little bit more about you, what's coming up, and then my team and I will reach out to you. We'll respond within 24 to 48 hours if it makes sense for us to set up time, because I would love to see how I can support you in having these breakthroughs and really transitioning your life into more pleasure. Until next time. Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.